WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from Sam Phillips, the founder of Sun Records. Phillips discovered and first recorded Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Roy Orbison. First, our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, explores Phillips' early producing days and the pre-rockabilly Sun.
When people mention Sun Records, the immediate association is, yeah, the greatest rockabilly label of all time, the place where Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and many more got their start. What most people don't realize is that Sam Phillips, the man who ran Sun and the studio where all those people recorded, would never have made it to 1954 to record Elvis if it hadn't been for all the blues he recorded there earlier. Phillips had started as a disc jockey at various Memphis stations, and it was there that he noticed something. The Negroes had no place to record in the South, he told an interviewer much later. They had to go up to Chicago or New York to get on record, and even the most successful of the local entertainers had a hard time doing that. Sam noticed that Saul and Jules Beharie, who owned the successful L.A. label Modern, were recording Memphis blues artists in garages. So he scraped together enough money to lease a small building at 706 Union Avenue for $150 a month, and soon he was making records for the Beharie brothers in a clean, modern studio.
Be careful what you're driving, man. That Cadillac may get away. You better be careful. Down standing the highway, man. Standing parked on the road. Down standing the highway, man. Parked on the road. You better watch out for the red light just before you go.
Local favorites like Chester Burnett, the Howlin' Wolf, made records that blacks all over the country bought, and soon Sam was sending tapes not only to Los Angeles, but to Chicago. He got burned one time too often, though, and finally decided that if anybody should be pressing up these great singers, he should be the one. So in 1952, he asked an old high school friend to design him a record label showing a rooster crowing at a rising sun, and Sun Records was born. The first record issued on the label was Blues in My Condition by Jackie Boy and Little Walter, and was supposedly so bad that after testing it out on Memphis radio, Sam withdrew it. But Easy, the song we started with, showed Walter Horton in better shape and sold pretty well. But soon, he had to withdraw another record.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
Rufus Thomas's Bearcat was a straight-ahead copy of Willie Mae Thornton's huge hit Hound Dog, and Sam pulled the song rather than face the lawsuit that got slapped on him. But there was plenty of talent around. Nobody needed to plagiarize anybody else. Sam tried next with Dr. Isaiah Ross, a rural-sounding harmonica player from Tunica, Mississippi. This was too countrified for black buyers outside the South, though, so Sam headed to Beale Street for his next star. Junior Parker was the fastest rising star in Memphis, a veteran of a number of blues bands, including Sonny Boy Williamson's and Howlin' Wolf's. And Son made him a star with Mystery Train and this classic.
You know, the other day, I was walking down the street. I met a friend of mine. And we'd stop and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Whoa! So good, we're gonna forget till the break of day." I said, "Look at here." He said, "What is it?" "Well, the old folks boogie and the children too. No, nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie."
Unfortunately, Parker became such a star that he soon signed with another label and went on to stardom elsewhere. By 1954, Sam may well have been disillusioned with blues singers and their inconstancy. He'd started out watching them make money for others, and then he'd raised a crop of his own, only to watch them wander off. Maybe hillbilly singers would be a better bet, he decided, and set about recording some of them. And yet, as he often told Marion Kiesker, his secretary, if he could only find a white boy with the Negro sound and feel. Little did Sam know that he'd find him soon, and that one of the first things he'd want to record would be Junior Parker's old Sun Blues hit, Mystery Train.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train.
Ed Ward currently lives and works in Germany. We'll hear from Sam Phillips in the second half of our show. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, and this is NPR National Public Radio.